Harper Audio presents Legal Tender by Lisa Scottolini, performed by Kate Burton. I edged forward on my seat in the courtroom so I wouldn't miss a single word. My ex-lover's new girlfriend, Eve Eberlein, was about to be publicly humiliated in the middle of her cross-examination by the Honorable Edward J. Thompson. Meanwhile, Mark Biscardi, my ex-boyfriend and still current law partner, was fake-reading exhibits. He was downplaying the debacle for the jury's benefit, but was undoubtedly listening to every syllable. Then suddenly, I began to focus on the jury. Most of the jurors in the front row were scowling at Eve. She had alienated the lot, but it would taint their view of the defendant's case. This was a high-stakes trial, and unfortunately, the defendant was a major client of my law firm, Rosato and Biscardi. I looked worriedly at Mark, but he was stuck playing with the trial exhibits. He and I had started R&B 7 years ago and watched it grow into one of the most successful litigation boutiques in Philadelphia. I cared about the firm so much I couldn't even enjoy watching Eve screw up something besides my love life. Something had to be done. I picked up a pitcher of water from counsel table. It was heavy and cold, and there were even some ice cubes left. Perfect. Brace yourself. I reached for the glass, but it popped out of my outstretched hand and tumbled end over end like a fumbled football. Whoops! I squealed, hamming it up more than necessary. I lunged for the glass, but missed it so expertly that I bobbled the pitcher, too. Ice cubes and frigid water gushed out like a mountain waterfall, raced past the errant glass in an icy torrent, and landed with a noisy splash in the middle of Mark's lap. Ah! Mark shouted, springing to his feet. Jesus, that's cold! Eyes wide, he jumped away from counsel table, crunching the ice cubes in a frantic jig. Oh, no! I cried, then dropped the glass pitcher on his foot. Oh, it slipped! Yow! Mark grabbed his toe. Jesus H. Christ! Oh, I'm sorry! I'm so sorry! I flapped my arms like a baby seal and tried to look helpless, which isn't easy for me. I haven't been helpless a day in my life. Meantime, chaos erupted. A juror in the front row pointed in surprise. The back row, mostly women, burst into giggles. Eve had turned around and her lipstick mouth dropped open. Judge Thompson sighed audibly.
Let's break for the morning recess, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Howard, please escort the jury out since the deputy is otherwise engaged.
He eased out of his chair and left the dais shaking his head. The courtroom emptied quickly, the lawyers laughing and talking as they filed out. Plaintiff's counsel snapped his briefcase closed and left, walking past Dr. Haupt, our client, who lingered by the door, his stolid features betraying only the slightest bit of annoyance. My acting had been so good I fooled him. So be it. It wouldn't be the first time I looked like a jerk for the cause.
Thanks a whole lot, Benny, Mark said. He swabbed the huge wet stain spreading like bad news across his crotch.
Sorry, partner, I told him, surprised to feel a tiny twinge of regret.
Ice cubes melted into the rug and Eve stepped over them delicately to reach us.
You okay, honey?
She said softly. She rubbed Mark's back with a concern so touching I almost gagged.
It's only water, I pointed out.
You could have been more careful, she said, frowning. I was just getting into my cross.
I snorted. Do you really believe this was an accident?
I dumped the water to...
That's enough, Benny, Mark interrupted, holding up a wet paper towel. I'll handle it.
You will?
Yes, he said, testy. You'd better. I have to go. I have a new client. Lots of luck, kids.
I turned to avoid a puddle, then took off, banging through the heavy mahogany doors. As they closed, I heard Eve's laughter, followed by Mark's. Masculine, heartier. I remembered his laugh. I remembered it all. Now what I had to do was forget it.
The judge had sent the case to me, since Bill Klieb and his girlfriend Eileen Jennings had filed complaints of police brutality, which was fast becoming my expertise.
Now tell me again, Bill, why didn't you ask the cops for a doctor?
I took inane notes during the interview so I wouldn't stare at his battered face.
I said I didn't need no doctor. They put ice. It was good enough.
You should have gotten it checked. Any time you lose consciousness.
Fine.
Does it hurt to breathe?
Nah, see?
He blew a cone of cigarette smoke into the air.
Impressive.
His hair was a greasy blonde and splotchy freckles spread across.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?